I think in the last 2 days, the situation has been very, very sad, to say the least. I can tell you that the situation is more or less in a full-fledged war situation. And so both sides of the factions are not reporting the reality, because in a war situation, you do not want your opponent to know how much manpower you are losing. And so whatever you would have heard in terms of casualties, in terms of people killed and all of that, I can tell you it's just a tip of the iceberg. I'm aware that in the last 2 nights, people haven't slept. It's been a full-fledged war ongoing. Now you have a situation where you literally have two factions chief living next to each other. You know, Boku is not a big town. And each side is aiming at getting to the other person, you know. So you have what in the words of the government, an illegitimate and chief who's sitting there now, and then you have the existing chief who's celebrating 40 years on the throne, and he's also there. Then you have many young lives being perished. Last night, when we got the message that the Presby Hospital, there were no place to put injured people, and roads were blocked. You cannot carry injured people to Borga for treatment. The roads between Borga and Tamale were blocked, and people were being searched for their Ghana card to identify their travel affiliation and to kill them. And I'm aware that even some people who are not belonging to the two tribes were killed. They were mistakenly killed. But that is completely not Ghana that I know. It's completely unacceptable. And so it's a very sad development we have. Very, very sad.